Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going over Legend of Tomorrow, episode 6. Holy crap, episode 6, man. Dang. This is titled Bishop's Gambit. Interesting name. We're going to get more Bishop and Sarah than it seems. But let's go over last week's episode first. So last week was a bit of a asterisk-centric episode. Astra-centric episode. I enjoyed it. I said this in the last podcast, but I like Astra's character development. She's grown on me as there's been more stuff about her. And I love to see her relationship with John. Not like they're together, but their friendship and them working together, I enjoy a lot. I like seeing them together in the show. Then with Sarah, she's, you know, figuring things out with Bishop. What's his whole dealio? He's kind of made his presentation. What's he want to do? He wants to restart the human race, but, you know, mix it with aliens. And he's the creator of the AVA Corporation, I believe. And the Ava clones. So that's where our Ava comes from, is Bishop. And he's also from the future. And that's why he knows Sarah Lance. Sarah is not enjoying this. She tried to escape. Didn't, because she was double-crossed by Dr. Ava. And she ultimately killed Bishop, but he came back. So what's up with that? I think he's a clone, but I guess we'll have to find out. And yeah, it was interesting with Sarah killing Bishop. Not that it was successful, but I think because Sarah is alone, she doesn't have Ava, she doesn't have any of the legends with her, and she doesn't know what's happening. She has nobody to ground her, so I think she's getting a bit back into survival instincts and maybe even bloodlust. Who knows? I kind of miss that Sarah, you know, season one Sarah, but it's hard to see her go back to that. So I'm interested to see where it goes. Yeah. Also, I hope. Oh, and last week with the animation and stuff like that, I loved it. There was a couple different animation styles. Very fun. And I enjoyed it a lot. It was a fun episode last week. Not gonna lie. Like, probably my favorite one this season, to be honest. And is there anything else important last episode? I'm trying to think. I think it was just pretty much the Astra stuff and the Sarah stuff and the Wynonna Earp references. Very important. I was so excited for those. Those made my day when I watched that episode. It was so good. Yeah, but with that being said, this episode, more Sarah, more Bishop. And can the legends get her back? Oh, also, I think Amelia Earhart was supposed to come back this episode. So we'll see about that. So let's get into it.
All right. So we left with Bishop actually being alive, right? So we pick up right then and there. Sarah's questioning, like, how are you alive? I killed you, like, not that long ago. Oh, and she also woke up in Bishop's lab, which was real weird. So how'd she get there? Bishop probably, I don't know. But Bishop's like, yeah, well, I cloned myself. So she's like, excuse me, you cloned yourself? He's like, yeah, I'm super smart. You're not so smart. Cloned myself. I don't necessarily like Bishop, but I enjoy watching Sarah with Bishop. Like, Because Bishop isn't your conventional villain, you know? He's not a revenge type of person, or he's not some mad scientist. Well, you could argue mad scientist, but he's not, like, crazy. He's a scientist, though. You know, and he's very charismatic, and I love his sing-songy way of talking. But, I just know he's bad, so I immediately don't like him. And so he's, like, he just knows knowledge beyond Sarah's years because he's from the future and he's a scientist. So he's trying to, like, explain to Sarah, like, this is, you are just dumb to me. Like, you have an IQ of zero to me. So, you know, there's that. And then we go straight to John's house, John and Ashley's house. All the legends are at John's house. They very much made it a home for themselves. John's limo walking around like, great. There's just things going on. He can't necessarily fix everything so easily like he would because he doesn't have his powers. So he's kind of just having to deal with it. Ava is setting up Gideon through an old TV. That's fun. Spooner is setting up traps for aliens. Perfect, you know, doing a job. Behrad ordered pizzas because he can't use the fabricator because they don't have the wave rider. And Astra's practicing magic. They're just walking around. Zari's, you know, doing her thing. She comes down from upstairs and Constantine is not having it with all of these people. So that's fun. And then, oh, and then we finally get to Mick and Kayla. Now, we all remember what Kayla looks like as a human, right? It's Mixy. Yeah, and so the Wave Rider, they finally get to the planet where Sarah is. And it turns out that Bishop has set up a little, like, area on the planet that mimics the atmosphere of Earth. So you can, so he can survive, pretty much, and humans can survive. The rest of the planet is, you can't breathe, so you stay in the barrier, you're good to go. And so they're going to go out and find wherever Sarah is. But they get attacked by, or get captured by some Ava clones. Well, Mick gets captured by Ava clones. Kayla is smart and stays back because she is smart and scared. Because to her, those are equal. So she's not scared. She's smart. That's what it was. That's her saying. Even though I would debate the scare part. So Mix gets captured by the Ava clones. Gets put in. But there's also some weird alien thing lurking. And takes the Wave Rider, I'm assuming. And the Wave Rider goes off. And Kayla's like, oh, that was my freaking ride. I was going to steal it. But now she can't. And then we cut back to Constantine's house. So Ava gets Gideon all hooked up and everything, and she's like, okay, what aliens do we got? And Gideon's like, well, we have one in the 50s, in, I don't even remember where, but it's at some kind of like mental institution, and alien related, it was a big massacre, and so it was, like, great. Anything to get my mind off of the Sarah rescue mission. And Gideon's like, well, the thing is, the person who got admitted that did the massacre used the name Sarah Lawrence. So now, holy crap, could this be Sarah, like, future-wise? Like, it can't because Sarah's with Bishop, but, like, it's time travel. It could happen. And so Ava gathers the legends in the living room and they talk. What are we gonna do? And Asher gives a point, like, maybe we should just, like, go, like, bring it here, like, whatever it is, and bring it here instead of going out and killing people. Like, I don't mean to risk your lives, but, like, we could do that, essentially. And they're like, yeah, well, I guess that works. So Nate, Ava, and Spooner go to the mental institution, and They're like, hey, Nate's like, hey, I'm here to pick up my sister. She's named Sarah Lance. I love that he said sister because they're a family. Oh, how cute. And so the nurse lady, like, walks him over and she's like, yeah, this girl's kind of crazy. She's explaining that, like, she came here on a spaceship and she's multiple different names, even like Amelia Earhart. And I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Now we know who it is. It's the alien Amelia Earhart. And it turns out it is. So, fun. Amelia Earhart's back. Yay. Probably not yay, but. Oh, so, Amelia Earhart's back. Let's see what happens with them.
Okay. So, the gang has brought alien Amelia Earhart back to John's house. And they are spying on her through the television. They set up cameras. And Spooner gives a suggestion, like, hey, why don't we just, like, talk to her? Like, you know? To get information out of her and exploit her. And it was like, yeah, okay. I'm impressed with, you know, you not wanting to just kill the thing. But, yeah. And Ash is like, I am also interested for the exploitation because that's, you know, right up Ash's lane. Nate's like, okay, why don't you, Bayrod and Spooner, go and talk to her, you know, do a little bad cop, Bayrod cop. Yeah. So that's the thing. They're going to go do that. And then Sarah is in her room, walking around, figuring out what to do, just pacing back and forth, planning. And then she notices on one of the plants in the wall, there's a little camera. And she's like, well, you've been spying on me. Thanks. And she gets a little piece of tape and sticks it over the camera. And then, oh, and then back to the planet. Okay, so Kayla is still, you know, hiding out a little bit. And, oh, no. I got to back up a little bit. I got to back up more. So Sarah put the tape over the camera, and then something's coming up from the toilet, starts, you know, gurgling, blah, 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 and something starts crawling out, and then boom, glasses scrape across the floor, and we know what that means. Gary! Oh, man. You know, Gary may, like, annoy Sarah a lot, but man, does he care about her and want to do what's best. So Gary has been searching all through the pipes in the sewer system to find Sarah, and he has. Look at him go. And he's also figured out where the fuel cells are for the ship. Yeah, go Gary, woo. And so Sarah's like, okay, well, you go get one of those. Go to the ship and I'll find my own way out because, you know, Sarah can do that easily. And so Gary's like, okay, I'm your man, alien man, I guess. I love Gary so much. Oh, so fun. And so Gary goes back through the toilet to go to a fuel cell. And then that's where we're kind of at. Then we get back to Kayla and she's scoping things out, sees Gary. And, you know, basically, it's like, Gary's an idiot, because weren't they engaged? Like, wasn't that a thing? I don't know. And so, and Kayla, you know, calls out, like, intruder, and the Ava clones go and get him and take him before for it. He can get a fuel cell, you know? And then we cut back to John's mansion. Spooner wants to immediately just dive right into the hard-hitting questions. And Bayrod's like, no, we gotta relax. First question, why using the name Sarah Lance? And Amelia Earhart cannot remember for the life of her. Like, she just can't remember anything. And Ava's trying to see if Spooner has any, like, alien, like, vibes going on, and she's like, I'm getting nothing here, so fail on that part. And then we get a question of, Okay, well, where did your ship like land? And Amelia Earhart immediately has an answer with a specific address because it was right near her house. So Rye, New York. So Ava and Nate go to check that out because they think it's one of the pods like the other aliens were in. And when they go to check it, it's not. It's the Wave Rider. Yeah, Amelia Earhart stole the Wave Rider. Insane. So now they have the Wave Rider back, which is good because now they can actually go like do stuff. So, but Ava gets really hopeful and thinks Sarah's on there, but she's not. So big sad on that one. And then we cut back to Sarah actually. And she takes the tape off the camera and she's figured out her plan to, escape. And so she calls Bishop in, but she does a little sing-songy thing to get his attention, and he comes running in. He's like, "I love it. What's up?" And Sarah plays it off like she's had a change of heart. She wants to work with Bishop now. She's super smiley and happy, and I love seeing Sarah's smile. Oh my gosh. I love the playfulness between Bishop and Sarah in this scene here. It's, I don't know, it made me happy, and I was just smiling the whole time. But yeah, so Sarah's like, "Yeah, I'm totally on your side. I see you now. What you're doing is good." And Bishop's like, "Oh, yes." So Sarah's like, "Maybe we could just like start over, new start, you know?" And Bishop's like, "Totally agree." So he wants to start off with a dinner. How nice of him. And so Sarah's like, "Yeah, okay, but if I need to get dressed, can you take off these handcuffs?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah." So they take off the handcuffs. And Sarah immediately like jokingly goes to choke him. She really wants to choke him, but it's like a playful thing to be like, "Ah," and he's like, "Oh." Oh, I love that scene so much. Sarah being like happy. I know it's fake happy, but like still. So yeah, and so Sarah's gonna go have dinner with Bishop now. And then we come back to Ava. Ava is angry, man. Ooh. She's angry. And so she goes to Amelia Earhart, like, "What did you do with Sarah? Where's Sarah? You stole the Wave Rider." And they're like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 what's going on?" And Ava like explains, like, she has the Wave Rider that Rory took to go get Sarah. Sarah's not on it, so I'm angry. And then that immediately triggers the alien in Amelia Earhart. And that's a no bueno. And that's where we stopped. So let's see what happens with the alien Amelia Earhart. All right, getting back into it. So, Rory being taken by the Ava troopers, getting taken in. He's, talking back, doing his thing. But they notify the Disco Ava clone, and I notify Bishop, and Bishop's like, "Ooh, great. Mick Rory is here." He's like, "Well, lower the barrier. We're just gonna kill him. What the heck?" Yeah, they're just gonna kill him. Because he's like, "I don't need anybody coming to get Sarah. She's already joined my side. And him being here is gonna ruin it. So we're just gonna kill him. What are we saving here? I don't care about the other clones. They can be replaced." And, Disco Ava's like, but they're like, "What? Like, you can't do that." And he's like, "Yeah, I can. Lower the bear, or I'll kill you and I'll replace you because you're expendable." And so she's like, "Oh, I guess I have to," because she doesn't want to die. So she lowers the barrier, and that makes Rory, that's no good for Rory. We don't want him to die. So yikes, 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 yikes. And then back to the Wave Rider now. They have Alien Amelia Earhart strapped down to a bed, and they want like Ash. Little John's like, "Asher can do a little spelly thingy to, get into her mind, see her memories." And Ava's like, Okay, yeah, but why doesn't John do it? Like, you're the more experienced one, John. You should, you know, be doing it. And he's like, no. Astra can totally do this. How is she going to learn? Because, you know, John's trying to cover for himself because he has zero powers. So, yeah. So they're like, okay, I guess. And so Astra starts doing it. She's delving into memories. Seeing, you know, Amelia Earhart's memories. She crashed on the planet, doing what she could to survive. And then a visitor comes. It's Sarah. Ava gets so hopeful. And so it was like, what happened to Sarah? And Astra's, you know, kind of struggling to keep it going at this point. It's getting harder and harder to push through. And Ava's pushing her hard on it. Astra's real struggling. She's getting in. She can't do it anymore. And Amelia Earhart starts to go away. And the alien comes out, like full on, just turns into the alien. And Astra passes out. John Constantine, like, gets her out of there. The alien gets up, pounces. Spooner shoved up against the wall, but Spooner like responds back to the alien in like the alien's language. Like, what the heck? Yeah, so that's fun. But Ava gets Spooner out of there, they close it. And, oh my goodness. Yeah. So there's a little quick snippet there, but Rory could die, and it's now just a full on alien. Fun. Let's see what happens next. All right. So Mick is trying to escape. Ava clones tied him to a tree so they could hopefully, you know, get back to the place, the cave, the headquarters where Bishop is, you know, so they tied him to a tree so he could die. And so, but he, of course, escapes and, of course, has a freaking, like, filter mask with him so he can freaking breathe, because Rory's interesting, but he's not stupid, you know, he knows his way, he knows how to survive, so he has a gas mask, and he's walking, finds Kayla, who's, you know, struggling to breathe here, but has a fuel cell out, and he gives her his oxygen mask, and she's like, why did you do this? He's like, well, the freaking fuel cell's heavy, I'm gonna need help, can you get back? But he literally is just like, it's heavy. It was so funny. Like, I don't know. It was good. I love that book. It was funny. And then Spooner is sitting in the parlor watching over the alien. And, you know, she's just like trying to figure things out. And Barrow comes in. He's like, what's up? You don't look so bad cop anymore. And she's like, well, you know, that was human turned completely into an alien. What if that happens to me? And Barrow's like, it's not gonna happen to you. You know, they have a nice little moment here. And Spooner's like, this freaking alcohol is disgusting. He's like, yeah, I never drink it, but the weed here is good. So yeah, so Barrow's just reassuring Spooner that she's not gonna turn into an alien, because that's what she's thinking. And honestly, like, if it was me, I'd probably be thinking that too. So, no blame on her. But then, the alien just starts to speak to Spooner, just whispering out her name, Spooner. Except, you know, more menacing. Yeah. And then we cut to Gary and an Ava trooper coming through. And there's Dr. Ava and Disco Ava. They're like, oh, we got a call for backup. And Trooper Ava's like, no. He is my savior. He saved me. And they're like, oh my gosh. And he's like, yeah, well, Ava's amazing. Of course I'm going to save you guys. Like, he's like explaining, like, Ava's a great leader. She does everything. She's amazing. And she's, you know, needs her one true pairing, Sarah. And they're all, like, really confused. And Disco Ava's like, Ava, leader, we serve. And he's like, no. Me? I serve Ava. Gary's like, no, I am the servant. Ava's are great. Like, you guys can do whatever you want. And so I think this is where they are like, so we can stand up to Bishop? Like, we can do our own thing? So, yeah. That's a little fun bit. He's like, yeah, so maybe Gary can get the help of the Ava clones to escape. Woo! you know, go find Sarah, escape. That'd be fun. And then we cut to Sarah walking in to have dinner with Bishop. And, you know, she's in a lovely blue dress, does a little twirl, looks amazing. Oh my gosh. And Bishop's like, oh, great, you're here. Let's get this dinner started. And, you know, he's like, Ava, come in with the apps. And Ava doesn't come. So, you know, like, she's probably still dealing with some stuff. Your friend, Make Rory, came. So we had to lower the barrier. And she's like, Sarah's like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, we lower the barrier, kill them all. Well, what does it matter? We're new beginnings. And she's like, yeah. Just to know each other, not to, like, kill our friends. And so this is where Sarah gets angry. She's like, no. Bishop's like, ah, that's fine. And so Sarah just takes her champagne glass, smashes it against Bishop's head. And he's like, oh, what are you doing? You can't kill me again. I'm just going to come back. But what he doesn't know is Sarah can torture a body. She can keep him on the verge of death for days. And I'm pretty sure that's what she's going to do. But yeah, she's just going to go ham on him. Just go, I wish we could have seen that, though. Yeah, so this is where I think Sarah's just angry. She has nothing else to do at this point. Like, she needs to escape. She has nobody else. Like, she thinks Rory's dead. Gary, for all she knows, could be dead. So, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But let's see what Sarah does next. All right. So, we start off with Kayla and Mick trading off, like, using the oxygen mask, tearing the fuel cell. And, you know, Kayla's like, you just criticizing the human race. And Mick doesn't argue because, yeah, you know, he's seen a lot of stupid shit that people do. And he's like, yeah, I agree. And she's like, well, why aren't you defending? He's like, because I agree. But Sarah's different. And that's why we need to save her. And it's just, we don't get Mick showing a lot of emotions. But he cares about Sarah. And I, other than Lita, like, Sarah might be the only person that he truly cares for. Because, I mean, they're the last two of the OG legends. Like, from season one, it's just them now. They've been together, like, they've been through a lot together. And they've seen each other's ups and downs, and they've seen each other's faults. And they've learned from each other, and they've grown together. And I think Mick needs that. And he needs somebody who understands him. And we know, like, Ava is getting close with him now, but Sarah really knows him. And so he needs Sarah. Everybody else needs Sarah, too. I need Sarah back. So, yeah, that part hit a little different. And then we cut to the Wave Rider with Spooner. She's getting some alien senses from the alien. And Zari comes up, and she says, Spoons, you okay? I was like, Spoons? Oh, nickname, Zari. So cute. She's like, yeah, I'm fine. But she's not fine. It's like spidey senses just going off. And the alien is like just calling to her, just like, come here, Spooner. Come here. And so, yeah. And so that's where she's gonna go. She's gonna go talk. And then we go to we go to Sarah. She is dragging Bishop through the hallway, He's just making comments and stuff, and she's like, "Why? Like, why are you in pain?" He's like, "I've altered my pain receptors because he's cloned himself. He's a clone, so he can change things." And so he's like, he should be in pain, but he's not. But he's still being dragged on the floor because he's hurt. So Sarah's trying to use his handprints and eyes to get into things, and she finally gets into his like other lab where the clone is. And he's like, "So, what do you think?" She's just like, Sarah doesn't know how to respond at this point. I think she's just angry and confused at what's going on. She doesn't have time to take it all in because she needs to escape, right? So it's, everything's kind of hitting her at once. And then, cut to Mick and Kayla. They finally make it to Kayla's ship. They get in. But the other aliens native to the planet are around, and the door's, you know, not closed, so they don't really have time. So Kayla takes her and Mick into one of the pods, and there's oxygen in the pods so they can breathe without the mask. And they're safe and sound in those pods, you know, because they're locked. But, you know, Mick's like, "Well, you're shaking though. Are you scared?" And she's like, "Yeah, actually, I am scared right now. And, you know, I've always said I'm smart, not scared, but I'm scared." And she's like, "Maybe we should do something not so smart." And Mick's like, "Well, nobody's ever said I was smart." And they totally make out, which I totally saw coming. Like, don't tell me you didn't see it coming between freaking Kayla and Mick. Like, that, ugh. See it from, like, 5 miles away, even. It's so obvious. But then back to Spooner and Alien on the Wave Rider. Spooner gets in there, is, like, trying to question the alien's not really doing anything. The alien's just like, "You know what? Drop your weapon. Come in here. Let's talk." So, let's see what the alien has to say.
Guys.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I don't know how to feel. Okay, well, Spooner, Spooner's talking with the alien, you know, "Are you Amelia?" It's like, "No, I was put together with her. It was freaking stupid. And I finally got out, so, suckers." But, and then they start fighting, blah, blah, blah. Spinner's like, did you kill Sarah?" And the alien's like, "Yeah, I did." At that moment, I was like, the alien didn't kill Sarah. Sarah's alive, right? But the whole problem with this is, and then, Spooner, like, tranks the alien, but Ava walks in, and Ava's like, what did it say? And you can already see the look on her face. And it's like she already knows. And then Spooner's like, "I'm so sorry." And then just, gosh. And so now, Ava thinks Sarah's dead. And so Zara's there to comfort her because, you know, they're friends. So this is really hard to talk about right now. I'm trying not to cry. And so, you know, Ava, they're trying to embrace, but Ava puts her hand over her heart, like, from, at װ└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
And they was like, can you feel me? And so she tries to do that to herself because it. Why? Oh my god. And so, yeah, Ava thinks Sarah's dead at this point. And then we cut to Bishop. He's trying to call Ava. It doesn't work. Sarah knocks him back down. And Sarah's trying to say stuff, and you know, Sarah's like, I'm not one to, I don't have new beginnings. New beginnings not a thing. I go through stuff. I remember my scars. I'm like, I learn from them, and you just forget your scars. Then Bishop's like, oh, I don't see no scars. And at that point, I was like, oh, great. Here we go. Here we go. And the camera turns over to a hand with, you know, black veins and the engagement ring. And Sarah walks over and, you know, she touches her own hand because it was supposed to be on her, but it's on this other body. So Sarah's like, what? This, like, Sarah is like disbelief at this point. And then she uncovers the body and it's Sarah. And Bishop's like, there are all those scars. So the real Sarah's dead? I don't want to believe it. And with Bishop's Gambit being the name of the episode, there has to be some trick in the trick in this whole thing. But I mean, Sarah, that's a dead Sarah laying on the table right there. And so Sarah really dead. It looks like it. And how many times is Sarah Lance gonna frickin' die? I'm over it at this point. I'm upset. I'm angry. I don't know what to do. I have no control over this, so I literally don't know what to do. But like, and it wasn't even like, she didn't even like, it wasn't even like a good death. We didn't even like technically see her die. I don't know. If that's truly OG Sarah laying on that table, that was the worst death out of all of Sarah's deaths. I have to say it. I don't know about you guys, but for me, that was stupid, and I don't like it. And the writers better have something up their sleeves, man, because that is upsetting. At this point, I've cried over it, but now I'm just angry. And, you know, I'm trying to make theories in my head about, like, ooh, she could, like, that, like, maybe it's a trick where the Sarah that's up right now is the real Sarah and the dead one on the table is the clone, you know? Like, maybe it's that way. Maybe he did something. I don't know. But, So, another thing I wanted to point out this episode is Jess McCallum, her range, like, playing all those Ava clones, and then playing Ava, giving emotional scenes with Ava about hopeful for Sarah, and then just, she thinks Sarah's dead now, but it's kind of reminding me a little bit of Nicole in the beginning of season 4, you know, working her butt off to go find Sarah, doing what she can, don't knowing, having hope, and then not having hope, and then, you know, like, she'll do anything to get Sarah back, and Nicole did the same for Waverly, and so that's what I'm getting with these two, like, and I think it's a really good parallel. And Jess McCallum is doing a phenomenal job with this. Like, I feel the pain for Ava. I feel the same way, but like, man, does she really make you feel it? Like, it hits hard, especially when She thought if Sarah was dead, like, dang, that hit real hard. So just round of applause for Jess McCallum. Very good job. Very emotional performance, and I applaud her tremendously. Let's watch a bit of the trailer for next episode before I start crying again. Okay, so we're going back to the season finale of last season, season 5, trying to stop Sarah from getting taken. Looks like people are gonna get out. Bishop is maybe gone mad scientist. I don't know, guys. It's Legends is always crazy, but this is maybe crossing a line. I hope OG Sarah either comes back or the one that's alive right now is OG Sarah. She can't be gone. She can't be gone. I refuse to accept it. Hopefully we'll find out next week. I don't know. A reunion of some sort, because I know it's going to happen because we saw in the trailer the kiss. So we'll see. But for now, that's episode 6. Hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you guys next time.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.